All right, the following interview was conducted with Amanda Irvine on behalf of the Salvation Army Pathway of Hope Oral History Project. It took place on October 2nd at the Salvation Army in Roanoke, Virginia, and the interviewer is Vanessa Dotson. The time is... Time is 5:14. All right, and would you please state your name, date of birth, and where you are from?
Amanda Irvine. I'm from Roanoke in 2689.
All right, and what was it like growing up here?
Kind of boring.
All right, was there anything interesting growing up? What time period? In the 90s is when you grew up here mostly?
Yeah
what was it like in the 90s here?
To a certain age, like, it was good, because my dad got sick with cancer, and like, that's when, like, it went really downhill.
And how was life in your house growing up?
When I was younger, it was good. I had my mom and my dad, but then my dad died, and my mom got real depressed.
And how did the death of your father affect the household?
Well, like, family stopped going over. Like, he was, like, the glue. Like, everyone has that one family member that, like, keeps everyone together. I think that was my dad. And, like, when he passed, like... Because, like, now I got family that live in Roanoke that my kids don't even know.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you have two brothers, right?
Yes.
What's your relationship with your brothers?
They now live with me since my mom died. They couldn't. One has autism and one's on the spectrum. So.
All right. And what was your social life growing up?
I had friends. Like, I had, like, two best friends that would always go, like, sleepovers and stuff.
And what kind of education did you receive?
I didn't graduate. I didn't get my GED.
Okay. And what was it like going through school?
I liked school up to, like, high school. Middle school, high school, I just didn't go.
What made you stop liking school?
My dad died when I was in fifth grade, and then, like, middle school, my mom either wasn't there or she was at work, so, like, I didn't have no one making me go, so I didn't go.
Okay. And did your family have any expectations for your school career?
No.
What were your goals for your education, if you had any?
I didn't have any when I was in middle school. I just didn't want to go.
And after you dropped out, what happened?
My mom lived at Bedford. I stayed in Roanoke. I was, like, 13. And I kind of just, like, bounced around at a friend's house and my grandma's. I didn't never go to school or anything like that.
How old were you when you got your GED?
It was after my son was born, so I was, like, 21, 22.
And what made you want to go back and get your GED?
I wanted a better job.
And how many children do you have?
I have three.
Three. And how old are they?
10, 4, and 5.
And when you had each of your children, how did it change your life?
My son made me grow up. Like, made me want to do better. Like, I didn't want to, like, screw around anymore and, like, do dumb shit. I wanted to do better.
Yeah. How old were you when your son was born?
20.
20. Okay. So that was a big experience. How old were you when your other children were born?
25 and 26.
All right. So they were pretty close together. And what is your relationship with the fathers of your children?
My son's dad don't have nothing to do with him. We don't talk to him. He might pay child support once every year if we're lucky, but he really, my son's 10, so he sees it, and he knows I can't make him talk to him when he does call out the blue, so he don't really have a relationship. But my girls, their father, they have a relationship with their dad.
So that's good. And is there anything you wish that you could give your kids, but your financial situation prevents you from doing so?
I just wish I had a computer. I just got my learner's permit, so like I just need a vehicle. Like my mom had a car, but when she died, like all that was hers. And I never had to learn how to drive.
Yeah.
But now I wish I had a vehicle.
Yeah. Once you get a vehicle, do you think it'll be really like freeing? Like you'll be able to go places?
Yeah, I would have to ask or have to like ride the bus.
How do you feel about riding the bus? What's your experience with that?
I don't mind it.
Okay.
It's easy.
Yeah. How do you think your kids feel about their upbringing?
When my girls are toddlers, they're always happy. And Dominic, he's a good kid.
All right, and how are your kids doing in school?
My son's a straight A student.
That's great.
My daughter is in kindergarten. They don't get A's and B's, but they get like S's for success. And their teachers never have bad comments.
That's great. And what's your experience like being a single parent?
I'm used to it. It was hard like at first, but like, I'm just used to it. It's like autopilot. Like I know what to do when stuff happens, but I know like at first it's really stressful.
Yeah. How's the experience changed from your first child to now?
Well, like my second child was hard because I was like trying to find the balance of like I had him by himself for 5 years, and then here comes another child. Mm-hmm. So, but I figured out how to balance that, and I'm like. When my third child came, I just worked into it.
And what are your goals for your children, like growing up?
My son's 10. He wants to go to college. He already knows what he wants to go to college for, and everything. So like, and my daughter, she loves school. So she's 4. Just wanting to like do good in school and graduate. College.
Mm-hmm. So you want them to complete high school, go to college, have good careers, good goals. All right. And how has your experience been living in the Roanoke community with your kids?
Good and bad. I guess that's like everywhere.
All right. What are some good things?
Like some of my neighbors, like are older, so like we don't deal with a lot of drama, but then like some of the younger ones, it's a lot of drama. So my kids know they can only get, like, my son can only get like 2 people's houses. I don't let them walk around by their stuff. Like when I was a kid though, we used to walk to the stores by ourselves and like no one cared. I'm like, no, I gotta walk with you, or someone has to walk with you.
Yeah, that's something. Changed over the years. What are some of the bad sides of living here?
Like neighbors. I don't know how to put it. Like the neighbors are like just rude and people don't look out for kids anymore like they used to. Like with kids playing it, like we used to play in the street, they have to get worried about it. Car is like, my kids can only play in the backyard.
Yeah, I understand. And how have you been dealing with being on welfare programs currently?
I'm slowly getting off of them. It's good. I have a job. I think if I'm able to go full time, like, I'll probably get cut off completely because right now I'm part time.
Yeah.
I haven't had a bad experience with it.
Okay. And What was it like dealing with being unemployed before you got your job?
It was stressful. Like, really stressful.
Yeah. But I guess it's gotten better now since you've got the part-time job. Yeah. How'd you feel when you got it?
Like, I had worked there before, so I kind of knew what I was walking into. I was excited that, like, I wasn't sure if I could go back. Because, you know, some places you can't get rehired. But
yeah.
I was excited when they told me I could be rehired.
Yeah, that's okay. And what welfare programs are you on currently?
Just food stamps.
Just food stamps, okay. And do you use those a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What do you think could be improved about food stamps and welfare programs in general?
Well, like, not really for families. I know, like, my brother who has disabilities, he couldn't get them. When they lived out on their own, like, people with disabilities, like, I know some people who can get them, but they only get, like, $50, like, because the disability check is so high. But a lot of times, the disability check goes towards rent and water bills and electric bills, and then they don't have money at the end for food. I think that part of it could be better.
Yeah.
But I think they do good with families.
Mm-hmm. So you think it could be improved for people that are single, like, by themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your brother's experience, like, going through all that? How do you think they feel?
They don't understand. And, like, that's another thing, like, one of my brothers could only get it for 2 months, but no one explained that to him when he first got them. They just gave them to him. And then on that third month when he didn't get them, I was like, did you get a letter? But he can't read, so it's not like he could read the letter.
Yeah, so that seems kind of weird that they wouldn't explain it to them. That can definitely be fixed. You think that they would take the time due to his disabilities and help him out?
I wasn't the one who did help him do his paperwork, so I haven't. But he said, like, they said he was approved. He showed me his approval letter. But then the approval letter didn't say nothing about 2 months either.
Yeah, that could definitely be improved. Looks like there's some things that they need to change for people with disabilities. And how has your financial situation affected your life as a single mother throughout the years?
Like, it's affected a lot. Like, depending on, like, where we lived and what we can eat and what they can, like, what they got for birthdays and Christmas and just, like, what we could do as a family.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the experience when you first had your first child to now? Like, how has it changed for the better or for the worse?
Like, I kept a job. Until, like, my daughter was born. My last daughter was born. But I had complications after her. I had a womb vac for, like, 3 months, and I lost my job. And then, like, I found another job, like, within, like, a year. But that, like, year of not having a job, like, I had, like, my son, he was old enough to, like, get told, look, we can't go out to eat. We can't do a lot of things we've been doing. I don't have a job now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we have to cut back. He understood. Because my kids are spoiled, but they're not, like, spoiled right into where they can't understand if something comes up. That year with no job, I had to get help paying bills and stuff. That was hard.
What was your financial situation before you had your child? Because you said you dropped out when you were, in high school, and up until then, what were you doing?
Legal stuff, mainly.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. Yeah. Yeah, all right. What do you think have been the biggest obstacles that you faced so far in your life?
In my GED.
How's that?
Because only thing I really, like, I could pass everything on math, but, like, geometry. Like, I had to learn that. Mm-hmm. And, like, I dropped out at ninth grade.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't algebra, all that, like, came easy to me, but, like, geometry and, like, trig is on the GED test, and I was, like, it was, like, the hardest thing for me.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to learn that before you took the test?
There's classes. Roanoke City offers free classes, so.
And once you got into it, were you able to pick it up fast, or did it take a little bit for you to...
It took a little bit for the math, but, like, they make you do, like, a pretest, so they see what you know. So they're not going over it. They go over it, but they're not, like, focused on that with you, because each student will be working on something different. Like, science and history, I didn't need none of that. Mm-hmm. But trig and geometry, I had to learn.
Yeah.
It was like a foreign language.
What do you think life would be like if you hadn't gotten your GED?
Hard.
Yeah. How many, like, have you gotten new opportunities, I guess, after you've gotten it because you have that education level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now I don't go to Virginia Western and stuff. I've been looking into that. I haven't decided anything yet.
Yeah. So you'd like to get education beyond that?
Yeah.
Are you looking for a certain degree, or are you just wanting to...
I've been looking at what they offer, and mm-hmm. I haven't decided anything. I was hoping my last child would start preschool this year, but she's on a waiting list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, I was going to try to go back to school when she went back, because daycare is really expensive. So whenever I can get her in school, I was going to try to look at classes.
Yeah.
Go to school while they're in school.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your life would change after you've gotten another degree?
I could probably further my career in, like, something I'm already working in.
And how did you first hear about the Salvation Army?
We moved close by here, mm-hmm. and my son had asked if this was a church, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah. I didn't, like, I know it was a church. I didn't know they did, like, social work type stuff. I just, like, knew they had an angel tree program. That's all I thought they did. Because I used it one time before when he was a baby.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, it's a church, so he asked if we can go to it, and then we've been coming here ever since.
So you said you went when your son was little. What was that like?
Uh-huh.
You said you came for the angel tree when your son was little?
Yeah, like, when his first Christmas.
What was that like?
It was weird, because, like, I didn't know the question they asked. Now I help volunteer to help sign other people up, but, like, I get their feeling when they come in, these people ask me questions about your kid. It is weird.
Yeah, so now you've got it on both ends. You've been there, and now you're helping other people. What's your experience working, volunteering with that?
I like volunteering with them. My son, I try to get him to do it too, like, with little stuff. Because I try to tell him, look, this was put on college applications. Yeah. You want to go to college.
Yeah. Alright. And what is your experience like with the Salvation Army ever since you've joined in with the social work stuff?
It's good. Like, I like helping people. I work for the Salvation Army, like, for Turning Point. So, like...
Alright, what's that like working there?
It's different. Like, when I first started, I was nervous, but I like working there.
What do they do there exactly?
It's a shelter for domestic violence, human trafficking, and sexual assault victims.
All right. I'm sure you do a lot of good stuff there. And what's your experience being with the Pathway of Hope program?
It was good. Like, I'm not in it no more. But when I was in it, like, they helped me. They gave me a budgeting binder.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped a lot. I was in it when my mom passed, and they helped me deal with all that because I didn't know the first thing to do.
Yeah. And what was it like transitioning out of the program.
They made it easy. Like, they don't just, like, push you out.
Yeah.
And, like, I know, like, if I ever needed anything, even though I'm not in it, I can go talk to them. And they're trying to help me out.
That's good. What's your experience been like with Janie? How she helped you?
I haven't had to come ask for help in, like, a while.
Yeah.
But, like, I know Jamie, like, she would do it.
Because they're putting this up, and you would, you don't want anything, you're positive.
Yes. I'm in muscles at home.
Okay. Alright, so I see she's very helpful.
Yeah.
Alright, what does the Pathway of Hope program mean to you? How did it help you?
I was kind of alright with budgeting. Like, I do spend on stupid stuff. I think, like, anyone with kids, so, like, just spend extra money even though they don't need it. So they gave me a binder, like, so I see where all, I had to write down where all my money went, so I could see it. And, like, that helps out a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, if you have a job and if she gets you to do that, you can see where all your money is. You can see where you can cut. Like, hey, if I don't do this, I can put it in savings.
Yeah.
So that helped out a lot.
Were there any things that you found helpful besides the budget binder? What else did they do for you?
Like, when my mom passed, like, she passed in Lynchburg, they gave, they're the ones who gave me rides up there. And, like, they sit up there with me for, like, 3 or 4 days. They basically took care of her, all the, like, stuff afterwards. Mm-hmm. And helped me, like, I needed rides because it, but moving from Lynchburg to Roanoke, I had to identify the body, and they gave me a ride and everything to do that.
That's good. And how long were you a part of it before you transitioned out of it?
I think maybe a year and a half.
Okay. And before that year and a half, how do you think you were doing?
I was doing all right. Like, I wasn't saving money. My bills was being paid. It was just, like, nothing ever left over at the end.
Yeah. And then, now that you're done with the program, you know how to budget and do all that stuff good. So, yeah, you're good with the money. That's good. And what kind of career are you interested in?
I haven't decided yet. I like what I do. Like, I'm a house monitor, and I like that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really, just, like, I want to go back. That's why I've been looking. And I'm trying to decide exactly what I want to go for.
Okay. And do you have any, like, goals? Like, how much would you like to be making? Where would you like to be working with that?
I don't know where I would like to be working, but I know, like, a ballpark of how much, because, like, I would like to live, like, get out of place out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like neighbors being all close.
Yeah.
Because I can literally hear everything next door.
Yeah. You think your kids would like to move out to the country, too, and they have more space?
Yeah, my daughter thinks she can have every single animal she sees she asks for. Elephants and giraffes.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to ask her dad for her horse for Christmas.
Yeah. All right. And what general goals do you have for the future?
Short-term future is going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And long-term future is having a career where I can, like, be out in the city and have a vehicle. stable enough to even go back and forth.
Yes, so. Alright, and where do you see your life in a year?
Probably going to school. Because even my daughter don't get in preschool this year because of the waiting list. She has to start kindergarten next year. Mm-hmm. So in a year, I know I'm definitely going back to school.
Okay. How do you think your daughter's going to do when she goes to preschool?
She's going to like it at first, but she wants to ride a big, she calls it the big girl bus because sister rides the bus.
Okay.
So she wants to ride the bus. I don't know how she's going to like the school part.
Yeah. All right, and where do you think you'll be in 5 years?
Hopefully having a degree in something. Mm-hmm. And putting the degree in good use.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll be living somewhere else? Or
yes.
Yes. Yes. Right. What obstacles do you think you're going to face to reach these goals that you have for the future?
If anything ever happened to like my kids, or I wouldn't be able to go to school, or my brothers.
Mm-hmm. And what experiences have you had that has shaped like who you are as a person today?
I don't remember my mom being vocal with me. Like she would never, like to the day she died, she wouldn't really talk like about anything serious. She would always like push it off. And, like would never sit down and have a conversation with you about it. Like I'm the opposite with my kids. Like my son's 10, but he knows he'd come to me and talk to me about anything. Mm-hmm. I won't judge you, just talk to me. So I'm the opposite like that with my mom. Like I don't ever want my kids to feel like they can't talk to me. Like I felt like that with my mom.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your parenting style differs from your parents?
I'm more hands-on and more like, okay, which, like, I'm more pushing for school and, like, I never had that.
Mm-hmm. And what was your financial situation like growing up?
When I was really young, my mom and dad worked. Mm-hmm. And they ended up, we moved in with my grandma because she needed help, and she had like this really big house.
Mm-hmm.
So like she worked, and my grandma was retired, but she worked at like Burger King, because I remember I used to get little Burger King toys. That's when Burger King used to have good toys. But so she worked at Burger King, and my mom was a CNA and my dad was a carpenter. So like me, if I ever wanted anything, like I was able to get it. My mom really, like, I don't remember my mom being around much. She's either asleep or at work.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and my grandma was around.
Alright. And what was it like after your dad got sick?
It was hard because, like, he did a lot of his treatments in the house. So, like, he had nurses come over. And, like, when he first got sick, they would come over while we was in school, but then the summer hit, and I was there. And, like, I didn't really understand it at first, but, like, now that I'm older and I still remember all that, like, I know what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it got real bad to the point where, like, he couldn't walk up the stairs, so, like, you had to put a bed downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, you don't realize that they did that because he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Because they would never tell me that.
Yeah. And then once he passed, what was it like?
My mom was always gone, and my grandma, she just didn't care what we did. Like, I felt like everyone was always worried about, like, my brothers because they had mental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I always got put off on the back burner, so I could do whatever I wanted so that no one would care.
Mm-hmm. So they paid a lot more attention to your brothers than you? Okay. And what would you say has been the low point of your life so far?
Probably my mom did. Like, we wasn't close for so long, and then, like, got really close. And, like, she died so sudden. Like, she was literally at my son's birthday party. And a day after, she had a major heart attack. And then 5 days after that, 5 days after his birthday, like, we had a pulled plug. Like, there was no sign that any of that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I talked to her that morning, and then I got a phone call, like, 3-something that evening.
What would you say has been the high point thus far?
I'm being able to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all I do get help with now is food stamps. Like, I don't get help with anything else. And I'm still able to pay out everything. And my kids have everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't have to ask for help for school supplies or anything like that this year. Like, I was able to do it for them. Just being able to do stuff for them.
Yeah. How did it feel when, before you got help and you had to kind of ask for stuff?
Like, I hate asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's a, people might say that's like a pride thing, but like, I feel like I'm their parent. I should be able, like, in my head, I should be able to do it for them. I shouldn't have to ask for help.
Yeah.
So, like, I hate it, like, ever having to ask for help.
Yeah. So once you got into the program, how did you feel once you were able to start, like, doing things?
It makes you feel proud about yourself when you're able to do stuff like that.
Yeah. And how do you think your kids feel about being in the program here?
Being what?
Being here in the Salvation Army.
I know they like it. It's like, because when Scott, when my daughter goes to her dad, she missed church, like, she's so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just tell your dad to bring you. He can come get you after. Like, I'm not going to keep you from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, my youngest has helped her, because, like, she was really, really shy and wouldn't talk to no one at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wouldn't even leave my side at first.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, now she'll go off by herself and she talks to more people. Sometimes, but she does still get in her moods. So she's shy. She's at you.
Yeah. How do you think your son's getting along with everybody here?
He likes it. I know he likes it because if he didn't, he wouldn't come. I'm usually on work on Sundays.
Yeah.
He's a junior soldier here. So, and then they send him, like, he goes to camp and everything in the summertime.
That's good. And what do you think has been your experience with the concept of intergenerational poverty? Like, how has your financial situation when you were growing up affected your life now and your finances and stuff?
Like, growing up, my mom didn't get, like, we didn't get food stamps or wasn't on the type of welfare. I knew my aunt and them was. Because I remember the first time I'd seen, it was like the paper books. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But then they told me. And then they let me use one. Like, I thought it was the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. I was like 7. I didn't know what it was, though. But I don't know. Like, I didn't have no experience with it until I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from growing up to now, I didn't even know it was on a card until after my son was born.
So you feel like nobody really prepared you for, like, finances and, like, what you would do if you were in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you to be in poverty?
Probably it's a struggle. I mean, but you have to pick yourself up and get out of it. It seems hard, but it's doable. just have to have patience.
And now that you are through the Pathway of Hope program, you feel stronger than you were going in.
Yes.
Yes. And you feel like it's helped you get the basis for a good career and a good future. How do you think others feel coming into the program?
Like, I was nervous because when I first came into it, I really didn't know that much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think so. Probably nervous, like trying to probably help, wondering like what can they really help with.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who wanted to help but didn't know how to get into the program and didn't know if it would work for them?
I mean, all they have to do is call and talk to anyone that works here, basically, because they all kind of know the program. Like, even if she's out or busy, like, they can speak to anyone up here that try to help them.
And would you recommend the Salvation Army and specifically the Pathway of Hope program for people that need help like you did years ago?
Yes.
And are there any other places that you went to for help besides the Salvation Army, or have you gone solely to here?
I went solely here. I don't even know if we have any other places that offer, like the Pathway of Hope does.
Yeah.
I think like it's a kind of unique program and concept of them trying to help people.
Yeah. Do you think that it's done good for the people who live here that need it?
Yeah.
And do you think that they're working good to build the community up and make it a better place?
Yeah, but I always, like, Salvation Army is always out in the community trying to, like, in the summertime they have the garden that's free.
Mm-hmm.
You can go plant your own, and there's always other stuff down there. So they're always out in the community.
Mm-hmm. And growing up, was there anything similar to that around you?
No. Like, I know now, like, I grew up, like, where Morningside area is. I know now, like, Caribbean bought up some of that park, the Morningside Park, and now there's a garden up there, but when I was growing up, there was nothing like that there. Like, the community gardens are, like, now, like, a new thing.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, like, no one had community gardens.
Yeah. So you feel like in the 90s, for people that would have been in, like, similar situations to you, they probably wouldn't have been able to get up from where they were very much.
Probably not, because a lot of this stuff is new.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the best aspect of the Pathway of Hope program?
It helps people, it gives you resources, and it gives you a person to hold you accountable. Like, you meet with her, like, every week, and, like, you told her you was going to go out and put in 10 applications, she can hold you accountable for doing that or not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's all people need is someone to hold them accountable for doing what they said they were going to do.
Yeah. Before the program, you said you kind of, like, just kind of spent money on random things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are your brothers a part of the program here, or are they getting along on their own?
No, they're not part of the program. They live with me. One gets disability, and one will work on getting his disability back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once he gets his disability back, I can probably get them out on their own apartment. It's just one disability check you're going to pay for. Everything else.
Yeah. What do you think is their experience going through similar financial situations to you? Like, how have they fared?
Like, their experience is probably more shitty because, like, they had a payee before who their stuff was cut off because he wouldn't pay it. So, like, they wasn't getting their bill sent to their house and be sent to the payee. And, like, he wasn't, like, the legit payee. So I don't know how, like, he even became the payee in the first place. But, like, I had stopped all that when my mom passed away, and, like, there was a check written out for, like, $500 for clothes. And, like, they had been in my house that whole month, and I was like, they don't have clothes.
Yeah.
They bought clothes from their house, but they don't have their new clothes. So, like, I had put a stop to all that.
Yeah.
So, like, them being, like, not able to pay bills, like, I think it's harder when you need paid, like, you have to depend on someone else. And if you can't find the right person, like, that sucks. Like, they would have to come to my house, and then I would have to basically, I felt like I was going to run around with, like, Blue Ridge and then hit their pay while their bill was not cut off.
Yeah. How do you think they experience welfare programs and such being disabled?
I think it's harder because they can't read. So, like, if you get a worker who's trying to rush through it and don't want to, like, sit down and read everything, like, people with disabilities, they do get, like, it's not as good because they can't read all the little fine stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think their situation will be in the future once they get their disability check?
Well, it'd be up to them if they want to move out or stay with me or... Like, if I move away, like, I've already told them, like, if I move, y'all want to come with us. Like, you have to let me know so I know how big of a place I need.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one of my brothers have always said he would come, and then my other brother's more, like, hesitant moving away from Roanoke because they have never left Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you left Roanoke? What's your experience outside of Roanoke?
I like country more than city.
Mm-hmm.
I live, like, in Florida and stuff like that. I wouldn't get my kids down there. Like, Florida's nice. If you're young and you're single, like, because, like, Florida's different. It's hot. But I wouldn't want my kids down there.
Yeah.
Too many hurricanes to worry about.
So, you think you'll be in the general Roanoke Valley area probably for a while, or do you plan on moving somewhere else?
I plan on moving somewhere else.
Okay.
I ain't decided where yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it won't be up north because I don't like cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, me and my son had talked about it.
You think you'll stay in Virginia or go to a different state?
My son or my brother?
Just anyone. Do you think that you'll take them to a different state or you'll stay in the state of Virginia?
I'll go to a different state.
Where do you think you'd like to live?
Probably somewhere else, like the Midwest.
Okay. And once you're able to move away, think you'll be fully sufficient and you won't need to...
Yeah, I wouldn't try to move unless, like, I already knew, like, I could be fully sufficient. Like, I don't want to have to depend on anything. Like, I would only move, like, if... Like, when I move, like, I know, like, I need to have a job already lined up and all that.
Okay. Is there any certain thing that you'd like to do that you think you would like to go into a career with?
Like, I like to cook, but, like, I don't know if I want a career in that. I kind of like helping people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've been looking at them two things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, Virginia Western, they offer both, like, counseling and stuff, and they have coronary arts and stuff like that. My son told me just do both.
Yeah, all right, and we are wrapping up. So is there anything else that you'd like to add? All right, and thank you so much for letting us talk to you today. We appreciate it.